Hello.
NBI Truck, this is Pat.
Hey, Pat, this is Sam. How are you?
Hello, Sam. How are you?
I'm okay. What about yourself?
Are you looking for Josh? I think he was trying to get. I think he was trying to contact you.
Right. Actually, we have a scheduled call today, so can you direct me to Josh?
Yep. Can you hold on 1 second?
Of course. Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Is this Josh?
This is Pat.
Oh, okay.
So, Sam, so he was, because he needed to get me, I guess you had some questions on the, getting on the QuickBooks?
Exactly, yes. I used to ask that, actually I asked that question to him regarding QuickBooks, because actually, he was saying that, like, whenever the product will be placed and the payment will be go to your account, right? So I was asking to him, like, definitely whenever the somebody will accept the payment through the website, we need to be at a merchant, right? So that's why I was asking him, so which merchant would you like to use for? So he said to me, like, we will use QuickBooks. So I said, okay, the QuickBooks, but in QuickBooks is kind of the inventory management system, I guess, right? And QuickBooks is not a payment merchant, is it, or is it not?
It is, yeah, QuickBooks is a merchant, yeah.
It's also a merchant because I heard, because QuickBooks is also a inventory management, right?
Yeah, it's two separate things. So they have they have merchant services, and then they have QuickBooks.
Okay, so you already added your account or connect your bank account with the QuickBooks, is it?
Yeah. We use QuickBooks to run our merchants and all our credit cards. Everything runs through the QuickBooks merchant.
Right, and okay. So my developer go there and check your QuickBooks. I think you haven't provided me the complete access of your QuickBooks because we are unable to check the API keys or other stuff. So is there any another login area or login credential for that?
To get into the merchant?
Exactly, because we need to connect the merchant with the website, so we need a secret keys. And each account have a different secret key. So can you provide me the main access so I can get that key and integrate with your website so that merchant will connect you?
Yeah, hold on 1 second.
Yeah, please.
So I gave you that. I gave you the information on that before. Did you not use that or?
Actually, we logged in, but we didn't get to access some items. So that's why I'm asking you: is there any way, or you have another, credential for that, where we can access the complete things?
Yes. So let me give you that information.
Can you email it to me?
Yes. So the email address I have is application@eu.teamwork. Am I going to send it directly to you, or what email am I sending it to?
I'm sending you the test email right now.
Okay. Send the test. Yeah, to office@mditruck.
Yes, I just sent it to you.
Okay.
You got it?
Not yet. There's one, two. Okay, there it is.
Yeah, just reply. Click reply all and reply me back.
So is this right then? It's going to reply to replies.eu.teamwork?
Yes.
So who does that go to? Because, I mean, this is sensitive information, and I don't want it through your whole system.
No, it's not a whole system. Actually, this is our online CRM. So whenever we send the email, so it through our CRM, so it will be notified to the client's email address as well. So right now, the email that you got is a notification. So we gave the option to our clients to reply them over our notification, or just log in on our teamwork and reply them through the team portal. Let's say,
okay,
if you want to reply me through a portal, so you log in and reply.
So you're the only one that's going to see it, or it's not going to be in your whole system then, right?
No, I will be the only one. Yep.
Okay.
And can you let me know right now what the procedure you are following to make the payment by clients? Like a client places an order on your website or anything, so how they pay you?
I don't know that answer. So we don't really take anything over the phone at the moment. It's set up. Just so we're clear, we have two sites. We have MDI Truck, and then we have Jagwing, right?
Uh-huh.
But they're two totally separate, sites.
Uh-huh.
You realize that, right?
Yes.
Okay. And the one site that you're working off of, you're working on the Jagwing site.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Gotcha.
But as far as, how we're going to accept payments and everything, the payments will go to the Marietta, to MDI Truck account.
Okay.
Not the website, just the MDI Truck company.
Got
Does that make
point.
Sense?
Yes, but I'm asking you, let's say I am a client, I want any part from you. I select the part and I mentioned to you I want 10 or 15 parts from you. Now,
yes. Okay.
I have ordered, but now at the moment I need to pay you. So how I can pay you? You will provide me with some sort of link of QuickBooks, or I will click on the link, I will then pay you, or what?
Well, that's I'm not sure how that works. That's kind of your wheelhouse, not mine. I don't understand how all that works. Right now, people just, they look up parts and they end up contacting us. And then we run the part and all that information. They send us their credit card number and we run it that way. Then we ship it to them. So we don't have like an online site that does that. So this is new to us, and that's what we're trying to do with this site here.
Oh, okay. So at the moment, that's a good thing you mentioned to me. Like you haven't received any online payments yet.
Yeah.
So this is the first time you're getting an online payment. So on the QuickBooks, which merchant, which account did you connect it? Like you connected your bank account, or like you connected your PayPal account, or you connected your Stripe?
It's connected to our bank account. It goes to QuickBooks, and then QuickBooks forwards it to our bank account.
Gotcha. Okay, let's see. Okay, you just share the main access, right? And I will go ahead and integrate the QuickBooks with your site if the QuickBooks gives this option. So, okay,
I'm working on it. Okay. Okay, you should have it.
Okay, let me see. Stick time.
So that password is to our Intuit Merchants account.
Okay, and URL is the same URL, like quickbook.com, and I will go ahead and login.
Okay.
On which link did you go to log in this with this credential? Quickbook.com or quickbook.insutie?
QuickBooks Intuit.
Intuit. Okay. Intuit. Okay. Quickbook.intuit.com, right?
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay, great. So what I will do, I will sit down with my developer and try to figure out the SegWit key from this account and try to integrate it with your website. But here's a condition, if the QuickBooks gives us this, you know, integration part, right? And if it will not be, so we have another option as well for the online website, online accept payments through the website. Because through the website, if you will go ahead and accept the payments, they have a different merchant, same as the QuickBooks, like a Stripe, like Authorize.net. Authorize.net also connect with your bank. Stripe also connect with your bank. PayPal, Square, or many other servers, service they are providing to connect with your bank, and we can connect them with your website. So there's too many different merchants, but I will go ahead and check it out, the QuickBooks as well. They give this option to connect the QuickBooks with the site, so that would be great, and I will definitely get back to you.
Okay, so that'll be tomorrow, you think, or you'll be able to do it today?
Not today. Today, the developer has gone, right? Tomorrow, the developer will get back to us. So it takes, you just give me 48 hours. I will get back to you.
Okay, sounds good.
No problem. Anything else from my end?
I think that's it. So are we able to look on the site now just to see where everything is at? You went over a few more things with Josh, all that got taken care of?
Actually, last time I spoke with Josh, and Josh mentioned to me some few changes, right? Few changes, so we are working on that. So once we're done, I will share with you. And you can
do that,
no problem. Like two days before we spoke about this thing with Josh, so George mentioned to me, so we are working on that.
Okay, sounds good.
No problem. Anything else that I can help you with?
I think we're good for now, Sam.
Sure, Patrick. Thank you so much. Take care. Bye-bye, Pat.
Okay, talk to you soon.